Right now, we're going to get some more information about those current events that indeed do fit into an end time scenario. We're going to be talking with Dr. Rob Congdon, and every time we get together, all the time we say, wow, that seems like what God's Word calls for. I'm sure it's going to do the same. Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for being with us. Appreciate your participation.
Great to be with you today.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about the G20. It's concluded, but there was a lot of conversation. It was supposed to be focused on economics in the world, G20 being the top 20 economically powered nations of this world, but they were focused somewhat on Syria. Talk to me about G20. St. Petersburg is not really a part there in Russia of the European Union, but there's a close relationship between Russia and the EU, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. The bottom line between Russia and the EU is natural gas. It's one of the European Union's prime sources for natural gas and the energy from that. So there is a close trade relationship between Russia and the EU, and it's of necessity. Russia needs to market their natural gas, and the EU needs to buy it. So it's a very natural setup.
Well, in light of that, and as I understand, the European Union has basically sided with Russian President Putin against any military solution in Syria. European Union, the member states, and maybe individuals are going along with the United States that want to participate in some type or at least back the United States in their action, military action against Syria. But as a whole, we're talking about Mr. Van Rompuy making a statement on behalf of the European Union. They're siding with Russia. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, absolutely. The EU believes the solution would be through the UN. Of course, history proves that that never seems to resolve anything. But that's their position. There are different reasons for the different countries doing that. For instance, Germany hasn't really expressed opposition to it, but they frankly don't have the resources, they said, to do a military action, so they're staying out of it. France is staying out of it. Although they're quietly trying to promote it, they're starting to back out. And, of course, we know that the United Kingdom just voted no. And what's starting to happen is the people are actually having an influence on the various governmental leaders and at the G20, and now on this weekend, the foreign ministers meeting of the EU, the pressures are great not to jump in, but to let the UN come to a resolution of some sort.
Well, I do believe here in America, the body politic of America, trying to help the president understand they do not want to get involved either. And I even see some of the members of the House of Representatives who have changed their vote from a yes, let's go ahead with military action, to a no, let's do not move ahead. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out as well. Let's change the focus off of the G20 and also Syria. Greece has said they need another bailout. Now, what's going on? Economically, I thought we had come to a solution, but does not look like it's the case.
No, I don't think so. I think it's still got actually quite a long way for a solution. Greece has continued. They've tokenly pulled back a little, but they need more money. The European Union is well aware that Europe has not picked up economically. They've seen slight improvements, but they know that it hasn't improved. And now, once again, Greece is leading the group that's starting to say, well, you know, you can't really quit spending. That isn't a solution. You actually should spend more. Always the Mediterranean countries and the European Union, their belief is if you spend more, that will help business and get things going again. Once you move to the Northern European Union, the view is just the opposite. Austerity is the solution. And since Germany is the major power in the EU, it has carried sway. So it would be interesting to see what happens with Greece. Are they going to help them, or will this finally bring them to the point of maybe saying to Greece, well, you're done with the euro? And so we'll see. But again, the crisis is what we expect. It starts pulling the powers into the central government, which is the EU, rather than the independent countries. So I think the crisis has a way to go before that really is accomplished.
You know, I would probably go along for my own personal economic problems with Greece. I would like to spend my way out of debt, but I just can't see how my debtors are going to let me do that. Doesn't seem like it's going to work. I picked up an article that was a couple of months old, but I thought it had an interesting headline. I wanted to talk to you about it. The article's headline was, Islam Destroys Democracy in France. Now, talk to me about specifically France, but what about all across the European Union?
Okay, there's a growing movement throughout Europe, a recognition, if you will, that the idea, see, Europe has based its whole concept of letting people into the European Union because multiculturalism, that is bringing many cultures from around the world, uniting them together into one union, will actually make for a better world as people understand each other, they live together, and they blend. It's kind of the American melting pot concept now being applied in Europe. What has happened is, as Islam has come in, they have come in massive numbers, particularly in France. They've come up from Africa, and as they've come in, instead of blending in or the melting pot concept, they are basically starting to assert themselves and trying to take over. France's interior minister has said, whoa, this has got to stop. And the support is growing for limiting migration into the European Union, particularly Muslim integration, because they see it's not working. And this is tough on them because they really promoted the idea in the past to bring in all these people. So they're reacting now, and Merkel of Germany, former Sarkozy, the former head of France, he's spoken out. So we're getting some big names starting to speak out.
Well, it does not look like they're limiting the influx of Muslims into the European Union, and I'm sure, as we've talked before, that's going to be a problem in the future. Dr. Rob Congdon, keeping a focus on the European Union for us, because I think what I started with in our conversation, Rob, what's happening in that part of the world is key to the end-time scenario that God's Word calls for in Bible prophecy. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. If you don't understand Europe, if you don't understand the European Union and its history and how it's developed, and most importantly, what its goals are, those goals have not changed. When you read that, it becomes a living example today of what Daniel the prophet prophesied, and it's the very characteristics we would expect to see. It may not be the final empire, but it certainly at this moment is a wonderful illustration of what where it will head and how it can be achieved.
Amen and amen. And that's the conclusion of our conversation with Rob. Hey, Rob, thank you so very much, buddy. We'll talk again next week.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Lord bless.